Hello.
Hello, this is customer support returning a phone call.
Hi. I want to know when I'm going to get my money back. It's been over a month.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Let me get your zip code.
46227. I think they told me 2 or 3 weeks ago I'd have it 7 to 10 business days.
Mhm. First and last name?
Debbie O'Neill.
Could you verify your address for me?
8920 Hunters Creek Drive, number 103, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46227.
One moment, it's on my phone. My computer a little slow. I'm trying to get it to load up now.
Okay. Yeah, the first time I called, they told me they would, because somebody hacked my account on Facebook and then also my debit card. So they told me they'd send it via email. But then when I called back, however many times I've called since then, they said they would put it back on my account. They would put it back into my checking account or my debit card, and I thought I gave them my new debit card, but...
Let me see how I can help with this situation. If my computer would ever load.
Computers okay. Are great when they work.
Huh?
They're a pain in the wazoo.
Right. Oh, God.
Professional.
'11/16. Oh, my gosh. That's like almost a month ago. What happened then? Previous revisor to call had verified email. Okay, so I'm just going to, let me see something real quick here. Okay, so that was, I'm going to go by the most latest one. And then let me verify. So the email is institches_hoot1@AT&T.net.
It's ATT.net.
Yeah.
Yeah, you probably knew that. You probably just stopped.
Yeah. because I'm looking right at it. I'm like, yeah, that part.
Yeah.
It's getting late.
Well, yeah, and a lot of people, when you relate to AT, it is AT&T, but for email, it's AT&T.
Mm-hmm. I know, and I always do that. I'm like, I know what I'm talking about.
It
says ATT.net. Okay. Let's make sure I got that right. And then... full refund. Okay, so what happened was this was on that day. I'm going to send this back in to our refund team because the person that tried to process it the day that they did, it failed, and I don't know why they didn't send it over, but I'm going to do it myself while I have you on the line. So let me get this situated for you. That's crazy. I don't know why they didn't just force it to the other team.
And see, I don't know if it came out off of my debit card or out of my checking account. And if it came off my debit card, then you need my debit card because, like I said, that was packed as well.
Right.
And I don't remember if I don't remember if they even asked for my debit card, because I thought they said they just put it back in my checking account. So
yeah, it should go back into the the account. Mm-hmm. So let me see.
I don't know how anybody got the checking account, because it was my it was Facebook that was hacked, and then it was my debit card that was hacked, but my checking account was not touched as far as anybody hacking it.
Let me see here. Even when you canceled and got the new card, even if they refunded, it should hit the new card. It should automatically recognize that in the system. And why is it doing it? Okay. I need this to go back. It should take it and put it to the new card. Let's see here. I'm just going a little bit detail, make sure. So this is the charge right here. Okay. Make sure I got all your information. Debbie O'Neill. Oh, that's probably why I was having such a hard time finding it in the system originally, because it's you first name and then, I mean, last name and then first name. So when I hit it, it was, recognizing your last name as your last name, but in this, here it's reverse. So that's probably what's like, we don't have no O'Neill by that. Oh, that's funny. I was wondering what was happening.
And sometimes computers don't take the apostrophe, and there's
And I see it clear as day too. I'm like, oh, there it goes. My bad. Okay, let's see here. So I'm gonna say, they'll know it's
money.
Okay. Hello. That part. That's why I'm like, why didn't they just send this over to the team then? If the
First time I called, they told me, well, you ordered whatever. I said, no, I didn't. First of all, they told me it was a KitchenAid. I don't know whether it was a blender or a mixer. I have KitchenAid appliances. And I'm 66 years old. I sure don't need any more.
Right.
And so I said, I did not do that. It was my Facebook account was hacked, and then my debit card shortly right after that. So I said, I didn't do it.
Okay.
Not mine.
I would refuse to. So I just sent that in. Let me see something. I wonder. Well, no, I can't now because I just I don't want to mess it up either. So I think I'll just leave it alone. I sent it to our team. And they will be on this. They will be working on previous attempts. Why is it blocking the refund? Because it sure says that they're trying, and there's different people trying to push the refund through, and it's still, I have 1, 2, 3.
Is it because of the debit card?
I'm wondering.
I don't think you have my checking account number.
Right. Okay, so here's what we'll do. Here's what we'll do. If by next Wednesday you don't see anything credited to your account, call us back, and then we'll transfer you to the team, and they can go deeper into that and might have to, manually force your new card in or something, because I'm definitely seeing multiple attempts at that refund by 1, 2, 3, 4 different people, and it never went through. So now I
won't go through.
No, it's just, what does it say? Let's see, can I see it? Credits not allowed. Oh, it says credits not allowed. Pay by gateway. Okay, so yeah, call the bank tomorrow, right? And ask them, is that going to block you from being able to get the refund if you switch the cards, because we're, the company is steadily pushing a refund through on our end, and it's not allowing it. So yeah, I think I will call my bank at that point. I didn't see that at first, but it says credit's not allowed.
Okay.
So call them once you get them.
Say they shouldn't have
Yeah.
blocked it because they know they're.
Right. That's what
That
I'm
I'm
saying.
waiting
Like,
for this.
that's what I'm like. Call them and make sure they don't have a. They're not blocking those funds from coming in. And then if you get it rectified on that end, then call us back and we'll fix it on our end too. But yeah, there is being
That's
it's some kind of a block in place.
how I found out about this because it's the bank that contacted me and asked me about this charge, these two charges from you guys. One was seven something and
Yeah.
the other is 56 something, and because I got an alert. And so that's what makes me think that, I mean, I had to go through my debit card because it was. Because that's where I got the alert from, and I called the bank, and they said, "Did you approve these charges?" And I said, "I have no clue who these people are or what." And then she said, "Then somebody's got your debit card, so you canceled it, and they reissued one." And then she said, "You need to contact you guys and tell them to refund you your money. And if they don't, then you need to let us know if they're not going to refund it. You need money. I mean, because." I guess they take it from there. And so then after I talked to you guys the first time, I said, yeah, they're going to refund it. And every time I call, then, yeah, it'll take 7 to 10 business days. 7 to 10, well, it's way past 7 to 10 business days. So, and I need my money.
Right. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I got all my money back from everybody else, but I still need this. I mean.
Right.
I mean, $56, and I know you guys aren't going to give me my $7.95, but...
Yeah, but they're definitely ready and willing to give you that $56, but somehow the attempt got blocked, so I would reach out to the bank and then
call
us
the
back. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we should be able to get that going for you.
Okay, I'll call them tomorrow, then. Do I need to call you and let you know that, hey, you can send it?
Yeah, you can give us a heads up and let us know. I've spoken to the bank and they green lighted, and then we could try it again, and or if they haven't already pushed it through from it being sent to the actual refund team. So
okay,
I'll
do that. You guys
okay.
are hard to get through to. I'll tell you.
You ain't lying about that. I know.
I mean, I've been trying since last week.
Yes, ma'am. I would just constantly keep pushing that call back. Eventually, somebody's going to call you back. I think it's just because it's such a overflow of calls as to why it's so hard to get through.
Well, and I do that, call back, but then nobody ever calls. You're the first ones ever called me back.
Right.
So,
wow.
Yeah. So, and you're the first one that's actually been very helpful.
Yes, ma'am.
You didn't just sit there and tell me, well, it'll take 7 to 10 business days. I mean, that's all I've heard.
Right.
And you're the only one that's ever done anything more than that. So I appreciate that, and thank you
so much
for that.
You are very welcome.
I couldn't figure out what the heck is going on.
Right.
And, if I get the bank involved, then I have to, because the bank's not close to me. Because I bank at Firefighters Credit Union, which we only have one here, and I live in a big city, so we only have one. And I mean, we have service centers, but you can't go there when there's an issue like this. You have to actually go to the bank that you bank at, and that's not close. So, and then that's downtown in Indianapolis, and it's like Chicago. It's so congested, and finding a place to park, and you got to pay $20 to park, and. I'm like, oh, my God, I don't want to go down there and have to go through all that, fill out all this paperwork and for the bank to get my money. And so, yeah. So
it's a hassle.
Yeah, it is when, like I said, it's the only credit union. I mean, we have banks here that we don't have a firefighter one. So that's the only one we have. It's a headache to try to go down there and have to do all that. So I keep trying not to have to do that. But
yes, ma'am.
I do appreciate your help. Thank you so much. At least
yes, ma'am.
I feel like I've gotten somewhere on the call after four calls now. So
right, exactly.
All right. I'll give them a call tomorrow, and then I'll call you guys back. And And leave my number for you to call me back if you guys don't answer. So
yes, ma'am.
And hopefully I'll get a call in less than a week back.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well,
you have a good
you
one.
Have
You're
a
welcome.
Week.
You too.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Yes, ma'am. Bye. You too. Bye-bye.